Next case, please.
Next application is case number 11420, the application of Gerald W. and Emily W. Hawker. Site is located southeast corner of the intersection of Route 17, Roxana Road, and Route 26, Atlantic Avenue. The tax map ID is District 134, Map 12, Parcel 330.01. Requesting a special use exception to place a manufactured home type structure for a business commercial use and a variance from the front yard setback requirement. For the benefit of the board, I've just passed down copies of an exhibit booklet provided by the applicant. For the record, we received one letter in support, no letters in opposition, and we did receive four mail returns out of 18 letters sent.
Thank you, Mr. Hunt. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. I think most of you know me. My name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown. This evening, I am representing Gerald and Emily Hawker. And I think I forgot to let Mr. Sharp swear in, Mr. Hawker.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Gerald Hawker, Jr., 35207 Atlantic Avenue, Millville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
As I was just indicating, I'm representing the Hawker family tonight. I believe most of you, I'm sure all of you, are familiar with this site. It's the Hawker Supercenter site that's located at the intersection of Atlantic Avenue and Roxana Road, also known as the intersection of Route 26 and Route 17. If you look at Exhibit 5, you will see a Google Earth aerial showing the property. It's centered right at the center of, obviously, 17 and 26. As shown there, the site is 9.6 acres, and it is zoned C1. If you look at Exhibit Tab 7, you will see a zoning map. Of course, the red being the commercial zoning, and this property, again, is right in the center of commercial zoning on both sides of 26 and on both sides of Route 17, Roxana Road. The site has been owned by the Hawker family for many years. It is currently improved with a grocery store, a hardware store, gas station, car wash, pharmacy, and deli. Sussex County proved to be fairly alert last summer. The Hawker family acquired a vending trailer, and they were going to use it for catering, and they put it out by Route 26, and shortly thereafter received a notice from Mr. Lank's office indicating that some zoning, taking exception to that and indicating that some things were needed in order for that to have a legal existence on the site. At tab 3, you'll see Mr. Malloy's letter to the Hawker family, dated July 29th, 2013. Upon receiving Mr. Malloy's notice, Mr. Hawker spoke with Mr. Malloy and asked me to speak with Mr. Lank, which I did. After those conversations and through those conversations, we learned that this use, while it may seem small, was going to require a zoning trifecta. It required a conditional use, a special use exception, and a variance. The Hawker family set to work and had the site plan, which you'll see at Exhibit 8, prepared by their land use planners and engineers. And on March 27th of this year, we attended a public hearing before the Planning Commission and presented the conditional use application. Public hearing before County Council occurred on May 20th, 2014. And on that date, the Council granted the special use exception. And as part of the conditional use. And as part of that, they five conditions were attached to the approval. I'll review those briefly, but the use is limited to a takeout-style food and beverage vendor. There can be no more than three picnic tables on the site, and the existing picnic tables, which you can see on the site plan, have to be shown on the final site plan. The use is limited to a seasonal use from April 1st through November 1st, and the hours of operation are as stated by the applicant, and Mr. Hawker can testify, but I'll represent that they were 11 to 8. When the trailer is there and not being used at a different location. The fourth condition was that any security lighting has to be screened so it doesn't shine on neighboring properties or roadways. And the fifth condition is that the final site plan is subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I'm sorry, Mr. What was it, April 1st through?
November 1st.
Thank you.
In addition, the Planning and Zoning Commission is requiring the applicant to have the approval of DLDOT, the Fire Marshal, and the Division of Public Health. DLDOT has issued a letter of no contention for this, indicating that the existing requirements are met on site, and there's no further improvements that are needed. The Division of Public Health has issued a permit for the use of this trailer as a mobile vending establishment, and that's actually included in the exhibit notebook at Exhibit 9 is the food establishment permit from the Division of Public Health. As you can see, there's been several steps already to get to this point where we're at this evening, and this is our third public hearing. The first part of this application is for a variance in the C1 zoning classification in which this property lies. There's a 60-foot front yard setback requirement, and the applicant is seeking a variance of 49.1 feet from that, and that is best shown, again, if you look at the site plan designed by Land Design, Inc., which is at tab 8 in the book. If you look at tab 8, you will see the proposed mobile vending trailer is in a circle in the center, right at the bottom of the survey, which is the Route 26 side of this property. To the left of that are pictures of what it looks like when it is set up on site. And in addition to those pictures, there are pictures that are shown in tab 4 of the same thing, the trailer being on site in that location. You will see when you look at the site plan, in particular, the reason why this is chosen and why this location is important, and that is that there is curbing that surrounds this area and sections it off from the rest of the travel ways that are within the parking lot. This obviously keeps the trailer safe, but most importantly keeps patrons and pedestrians safe as they park and get out and go to the mobile food vending cart. They are protected by the curbing as nobody's going to drive. Well, hopefully people won't be driving across the curbing as they go and travel through the parking lot there on site. The food that is vended here, it's not cooked in this trailer. It is cooked actually on site there on the premises. This is simply a vending trailer. As was indicated, it'll be seasonally used between April and November when it's not at other locations. The code requires that when it is at this location, that it has all of the things, the conditional use and a variance because of its location, as well as a special use exception. With respect to the factors for the granting of a variance, the site is unique due to the number of commercial uses that exist on this property with a number of different facings. In other words, they don't all face in the same direction and they don't all empty into the same portions. Mr. Ford with Land Design submitted a memo, which is tab 10 in your exhibit notebook. And if you look at that, he describes the existing business uses. There's the gas pumps on the northwestern corner, which also happens to be where the deli is. Then there's the drive-through pharmacy, which is on the northern side, but the customers enter and exit on the eastern side. The food store is on the western side of the building. And essentially what has happened is that the almost every different way you can get into this building, there are pedestrians entering the building, and cars, of course, use those travel ways to get to the parking places that are the most convenient to enter into all of the various entrances and all of the businesses, the garden center and the grocery store and pharmacy. The variance is necessary to allow the reasonable use of the property, as was indicated. This is a commercial area along Route 26 and Route 17, and this is a commercial use in keeping with those other uses. The variance was not created by the applicant, as the parking requirements here that are being satisfied meet the code, and then when you couple that with the natural course that people take when they go through a parking lot, the users are simply using what's there and obviously attempting to do so in the quickest manner possible, and trying to get to the different entrances and exits to each of the various businesses. And there is some circulation competition amongst those businesses. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor is it detrimental to the public welfare. Again, this is a commercial property, and this is a commercial use that is appropriate for this area and similar to other uses in this area. Finally, it is the minimum variance that will afford relief, as the applicant is not seeking any variance from parking requirements or any other requirements in order to try to facilitate this use. Instead, the applicant is simply seeking to have this trailer in the safest location to protect patrons and pedestrians that are going to be traveling from the gas station, the pharmacy, the deli, and the other uses that are on this site. In addition to requiring the variance that was just described, the application also requires a special use exception because of the use of a manufactured or mobile type trailer in a zoning classification, which is required, actually in any zoning classification, but in the commercial zoning classification as well. As the board knows, there's a different standard for a substantial special use exception, which is that the application cannot substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. Again, the zoning map shows that this is a commercial use in a commercial area, and that certainly will not have a adverse or substantial, rather, adverse effect on neighboring and adjacent properties. Frankly, this is best demonstrated by the letter of support that was received also in the application. The business that is on the opposite corner from this, which is Creative Concepts, wrote a letter stating their full support for both the variance and the special use application. Okay. Tonight, the Hocker family asked the board grant both the variance and special use request so that the mobile vending cart can be safely used on the site. And I will ask Mr. Hocker if the statements and representations I have made to the board have been accurate.
Yes, sir.
We are ready if the board has any questions.
Okay. I will start then. Are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Mills.
No questions.
Mr. Hudson.
One, the mobile unit will always be accessible to customers from the interior of the parking lot, not right.
That is correct. And if you look at the pictures in Exhibit 4,
just that way at all times.
If you look at the second page, there's actually curbing on Route 26 and then a bit of a swale. And there's actually no place to park along Route 26 there. And yes, the only way to buy food at that cart is to go into the parking lot. And there's only one vending area on the cart that opens up when you could purchase your food.
Mr. Rickards?
Do you plan on moving the unit after November 1st, or does it stay there?
I'll let Mr. Hocker answer that, but yeah, I mean, it does move.
We store it.
Store it away off of that site?
Yes, sir.
And the picnic tables and everything, so it goes right back to what it was.
To prepare for snow.
Okay, prepare for the snow.
At that point. It's removed from that location.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Workman?
You were saying about the parking. I guess the only parking you're going to have is by the trailer, or is down farther in front of the other dispensary and everything that would be parking down there too?
A person can actually park anywhere they want. Most often, yes, people are parking right near where that number 9 is on the site plan.
Yeah.
And that's where people are encouraged to park, because then they're within the curbing the entire time.
And then the other end, you can park to the other end too, where 28's out of 23.
Correct.
Okay.
And we did specify at those parking locations to the right of the trailer, patrons only,
okay.
Just to designate.
Designate that. Okay. No other questions.
Okay, and I have no further questions.
I've just got one, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is for Mr. Lank. Is this a temporary special use exception or permanent?
No, it's a special. This, I believe, is permanent.
Permanent.
Okay.
It's a temporary use because it's going to move.
Maybe
it's going to. Okay, I wasn't sure if this was one to fit under
somewhere, and then it's going to come back.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the reason I ask.
Doesn't have to be applied for every time it returns.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was one of those ones that was limited to 5 years or not.
I don't think so, but let me check. You can go ahead and I'll check.
That's what we're going
to ask. Okay. All right, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. And this is for A, the special use exception, and the variance at the same time.
I don't know if
we're going to have to wait on it, too.
No, it's a, I got an answer.
He's got an answer right now.
It's a 5 year.
5 years.
The last item. Under the temporary and conditional permit for a period not to exceed 5 years, to be determined by the board, use of a manufactured home type structure for any business, et cetera.
Okay.
That's
exceed five.
That's use exception, 5 years.
So perhaps we should ask the applicant how long they would like to have it.
Yes, sir. Mr. Mayor. There was a question was raised of how long that we'd like to know how long the applicant would like to have that.
For the 5 years.
Up to 5 years?
Correct.
And, your client understands that before 5 years ends, if it's approved, they has to come back and for reapproval.
Correct.
Yep. Right. Okay. All right, then. The chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, we didn't hear that the request would substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties, and the applicant didn't suggest that it would, so I make a motion that we approve case number 11,420 for a period of 5 years.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second that motion.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Richards that we approve case number 11,420 for a period of 5 years.
Mr. Chairman, and I need we also have a variance application.
Yes, we do.
As
I was
well.
To make that.
Okay.
That's right.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,420, the variance that has been requested, the uniqueness of the property.
Mr. Ricker, I guess before we go on, we do have a motion that's been...
Strike the motion.
Okay.
Then we'll come back for the variance. This is for
okay.
That special use exception.
I'll second
years.
That motion then.
Okay. Now we got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,420 for the special use exception for a period of 5 years. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Wortman?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway, so by a vote of 5-0, in reference to the special use exception for case number 11,420 is approved. Okay, now we'll take the motion.
I'm on stage now.
Yeah, you're up.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve 11,420, the variance that is requested. For the uniqueness, which is also stated by the applicant, and also in writing by, I believe it's Land Design, safest portion, easily accessible area. He said, "By that's what it makes it unique."
Mm-hmm.
Also, the fact that the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And also the unnecessary hardship and exceptional difficulty is not being created by the applicant because of the parking setup that they have down there with the bumpers and the separation of the other businesses there. Also, the variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. That's been also stated. And the request of the variance is a minimum that will afford relief, and the request of the variance does represent the least modification possible for the regulation.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve the variance, the requested variance for case number 11,420. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, so by a vote 5-0, that requested variance for case number 11,420 is approved. Thank you.